is going on. One of them is called Common View, and here to talk about that is the Community Impact Director, Christine Matuzek-Plaz. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Common View. We talked a little off the air. I remember when this first started, they had Midview, Clearview.
That's right.
But Firelands is a part of this as
That's
well.
Right. Firelands joined our group about a year ago.
What did they see in that group that they said, hey, we want to be a part of that?
The team at Firelands had been working together with Midview and Clearview educators in other ways. They do share some common professional development days and so on. So they had seen some of the work that was being done in the other districts and thought that they might be able to learn and also share their experiences so all those three districts could better from that.
What is the main focus for Common View, that collaborative?
Common View works with those middle or intermediate grade students, those 5th through 8th, to help them develop the skills and resources they need to be successful in high school and really beyond. So that includes communication and life skills and relationships, decision making, and so on. We all remember those years. They were really challenging. Kids are developing freedom, being home alone a little more, more challenging classes at school, and all of that really leads to struggles. We all remember those days, and this group is designed to help those kids succeed.
Are there more differences or similarities among those three school systems when it comes to that age, or is it like, they're all the same, we got to deal with them?
They're all the same, we got to deal with them. Of course, each district has unique things about itself, but kids are the same, right? No matter where you are. And as a group, those three districts' kids really focus on social emotional health. That is the challenge in that age group for those three districts.
So what does the collaborative do maybe on a daily basis or a weekly basis to involve those kids? How does it work?
A lot of different activities, both within the classroom and outside the classroom. So a lot of it is about understanding where the kids are in their learning about health and about relationships, and then delivering programs in the school day, in the school setting, that really work on those specific skills. But also it's things like after school programming that give kids other resources, places to be that are productive after school, and then making sure those resources come home so that parents have the same messaging when they're working with their kids on health topics.
Are they aware that this is sort of a United Way project, or does it fit seamlessly within the school and it's just something else that's offered in their day?
That's a great question. I'm not sure. I think that the Common View team promotes its work as really a school-focused initiative so that the kids really see that it's integrated in their day. That's our goal, right, is healthy living as part of all our activities all day long.
Is that field day part of that?
Field day is part of that,
okay,
yes, at Midview.
Mm-hmm. We had heard that from Ryan when he talked about that, how they do that in the early part of the year to sort of get a little bit of a bonding or sort of an understanding outside of the classroom of the teachers as well as their peers, too.
Yeah, we all think of field day as the end of the school year where you run out of things to do and everybody goes out to the field and goofs around all day. This is the reverse. This is the chance to say, how do we integrate healthy living every day in ways that are inexpensive and fun? And then, as you said, the teachers and the other building staff have the opportunity to meet the kids in a fun way. And, you know, they're just learning those kids. They're new to their class by that time in the school year, just a few weeks in. And so they get a chance to see which kids support each other, which kids need a little extra help as they navigate their day. So it's a great day for all.
Talking this morning with Christine Matuzek-Plaz for United Way of Greater Lorain County, the Community Impact Director, about the Common View. What sort of things maybe did Firelands bring to this, or ideas that they're helping to share within that Common View?
One of the things that Firelands is doing really well is mindfulness in the school. So we all know as adults that, you know, we might need a brain break. If we're about to work on something difficult in the office, we might walk around the hallway, stretch our legs. But kids and school staff don't necessarily have that opportunity to do that in the classroom setting, right? So mindfulness training is a chance to have a brain break, to do some deep breathing exercises, other things that help you focus on your day. So this is used when kids kids transition from one classroom to another. Maybe kids in fifth period that have lunch next have a hard time focusing because they're getting hungry, they're getting tired by then, and mindfulness in the classroom is a way to get those kids focused. You know, back in the old days, teachers had to put your head on your desk to focus. This is a way that's way more engaging than that. That might have worked, but the new way of thinking is let's engage those kids and the teaching staff to have a positive way to focus their day. And they've been doing that really masterfully.
Is there a buy-in here from the teachers and the principals to support these programs? How much of that is needed, or are they right on board?
Completely on board. In fact, these are all their ideas. They'll look at research, they'll look at other districts, and they'll bring suggestions to the group and say, hey, we'd like to try this here. How can we work on this? But it brings students' ideas to the table, too, and family, parents' ideas to the table, and the things that they want to see integrated. Mindfulness is a real big hit. Teachers find that they need that as well to help them help their kids focus. It's just really been successful. Great team at Firelands.
Anything we miss? I know you have a lot of good notes there. I didn't know if there's things coming up within this season. You're sort of into the third month of school already or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. It's hard to believe. The Firelands kids are working on a program called Emerging Leaders, and that's a 10-week curriculum brought to them by ELA that works with kids on decision-making. We talked earlier about, hey, that middle grade student has a lot more freedom than they ever did before. So helping them make decisions that are positive for them about their health and about their life in those grades, but in an environment that's a little more protected. So this ELA curriculum helps them practice that good decision-making skills with different scenarios and different role-playing so that they're really armed as they go forward to make better decisions in their lives.
We've talked about the collaboratives before that a lot of times deal with the young kids, getting them school-ready, getting them, you know, just acclimated to education. Now you're dealing with a lot of education, but social, emotional.
Right.
I mean, it's the whole changeover for that age group as well. So it creates a different challenge, but you're hoping that those other previous programs as well can also help with these programs too. They kind of work together in a way.
Yeah, and a lot of this is about aligning what's already happening and sort of repeating that messaging from day one in the pre-K years all the way through the high school years.
That's great. We appreciate you stopping in. If people want to find out more about these collaboratives, all the cool names you have for them, I love them. Where do they find out details on some things like this?
Just give us a ring at United Way, 277-6530, or check out our website, uwlorainecounty.org. And by the way, the Broadway project you mentioned in the news, that is on our block. So we're having a lot of fun watching those changes happen
right
around us.
That's right, your location there as well.
So you've seen the sign go up on Broadway?
Saw it go up yesterday.
Wow. Now everyone's going to rubberneck and kind of look at the sign as they go through here.
And the big bulb lights that are crisscrossing the road. Have you
right
seen
in front
those?
Of our building. Yeah.
Oh, you know, no, not yet.
Oh, yeah.
Last time we were out there, it was like one half of a road in one way and a lot of, construction. But now it's starting to come together out there as
Looks
well.
Fantastic.
Sounds great. United Way of Greater Lorain County, always doing great things in the community. Christine Matuzik-Plas, our guest this morning, Community Impact Director. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
Good advice this morning. Craig, I got to look over this giant can of pop here. We're surrounded by